now on Money News. Roger Montgomery, talking trade. Thanks to Bankwest. Go low with a Bankwest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
And welcome back to Money News. Roger Montgomery, of course, is from rogermontgomery.com, also with the website and software company Scaffold, where people can actually go and have a look up their shares, see whether they are considered to be reasonable value or not. And he is on the line right now. Good evening to you, Roger. How are you?
Oh, Ross, I'm recovering from the cold that I suspect you gave me a couple of weeks ago.
I don't think so, Roger. I think you're absolutely exaggerating that. And what, I suppose you're at home tonight, are you, Roger? Right. You haven't been at work because you're so sick, are you?
I've been keeping in touch with what's going on.
Oh, please, Roger, you are so soft. I seem to recall that I was at work every day that I had that little bit of a cold, and you've decided to go on because you're such a tough guy. You've decided to go home and have a little bit of comfort and sympathy, have you?
Well, I had you in mind. I don't want to make you sick and have all the listeners miss out on all your wisdom.
Oh, please, Roger. Oh, please. Hey, listen, I want to know the markets now.
Mate,
you've seen it. Well, you've seen a correction in gold price. You've seen a correction in obviously the equity markets. So we were talking about the equity markets getting out towards 5,100 a couple of weeks ago, back down at 49.44. To be honest, in terms of the equity markets, I don't reckon that much has genuinely changed. Even the Australian dollar, it's come down from perhaps 105.6 back to 103.6-ish now. Again, I don't reckon too much has fundamentally changed in terms of stocks and shares and being able to find great value out there now. You'd need much, much, much bigger falls than this to be able to try and determine that there was good value out there.
Well, there's a couple of things in that. Firstly, you're absolutely right. Firstly, not much has actually changed. But what has changed is sentiment, and that's impossible to predict, and that's why we don't do it, and that's why nobody listening should actually worry about trying to predict how people are going to change their view about economic indicators or the market. But the other point is, even though the stock market has only gone down a few percent, there are individual companies that have fallen by a lot more. For example, Cochlear, a business that I think is one of the best exports Australia has ever produced, has fallen from near $80 to less than $60, and it's done that in the space of very little time, only a few weeks.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a screaming buy right now, does it?
No, it doesn't mean it's a screaming buy, but the prospects for that business are easier to predict over the next 15 or 20 years than the prospects for some two-bit gold mining explorer.
Well, okay, hang on, stop there. Back up a little bit, because we've talked gold quite a lot, and gold is genuinely in a bear market. It's down more than 20%, so that's a bear market for gold. So therefore, I would have thought on your fundamental analysis of the way in which companies work, when you go and have a look at companies, and there are a few of them out there, I mentioned some of them in our stock report tonight, the likes of Newcrest, Kingsgate Resources, also St Barbara, all producing gold miners. Now, in all of those cases, you can find out what their cost of production is, what their reserves are, how much metal's in the ground, how much it's going to cost them to get it out of the ground, all that type of thing. You can try and work out, even going over the longer term, as to whether they're reasonable value now or not.
Yeah, you can. The problem is, take Newcrest, for example. Newcrest has been trading over $40 in the recent past, but its intrinsic value, what it's really worth, has been closer to $15. Now, why has it traded at such an expensive price for such a long time? Well, that's a complete mystery to me and a complete mystery to some of our clients who are in that particular industry, because when you compare Newcrest's price compared to its assets and look at other businesses around the world, say for a couple of examples in Canada, it is one of the most, if not the most expensive gold mining stock on the planet.
But hang on, Roger, the way in which you value stocks means that you generally, as you say, you go away from speculative stocks, and I can understand that. A person might not want to go into stocks that don't make earnings, but you genuinely try and find what the future profit forecasts for companies are. You try and then put a valuation on them, discounted cash flow type valuation on them, make an analysis as to whether that stock, compared with its future earnings and value, compared with its current share price, is cheap or not. That would skew you away from many, many mining stocks, I would have thought.
Oh, Oh, absolutely, and that's why I mentioned Cochlear, because Cochlear is a business that doesn't suffer from the same fate as most mining companies. You see, Ross, the very best business to own is a business that can raise the price of its product even in the face of what's called excess capacity or excess supply. So Tiffany's, for example, there's plenty of diamonds around, and yet Tiffany's can charge more for their diamonds because people want that little blue box and they want that reputation. They want to pay more. They'll cross the street because they can trust that diamond is going to be a very high-quality diamond and it's coming from a reputable dealer. But companies, commodity companies, can't do that. They don't have a brand. Nobody cares if they've got BHP steel or some other brand steel, and they certainly don't care what brand of iron ore they've got. They'll just go for the cheapest price that they can get, and that's the problem with commodity companies. They can't raise the price of their product in the face of excess capacity, and so they're always destined to be commodity-type or cyclical-type businesses, and they're the worst types of businesses to own, and yet, unfortunately, so many Australians have inherited BHP from their parents, and in fact I think it's the most inherited stock in Australia, and so their portfolios are going to rise and fall with the fortunes of the iron ore price.
That's really interesting stuff. Tell you what, Roger, stick around, we're going to come back. Anybody who wants to jump on the line, maybe get Roger to have a quick look at a stock you've got in your portfolio, whether it's overvalued, undervalued, get on the line, 131873. We'll have enough time when we get back after this break. If you make your living in sales, imagine increasing your closing rate by 40, 50 or even 100%. Jordan Belfort, the author of The Wolf of Wall Street, we've interviewed him on this program before, also the creator of the Straight Line Sales Training Program, is coming to Sydney on Tuesday, May the 21st. In his one-day Straight Line Sales and Persuasion live training session, Jordan will teach you the skills to become a top seller in your field. Jordan's one-day boot camp will ensure you can immediately implement the sales system and increase your closing rate by at least 40% up to 100%. If you're in sales, you can't miss Jordan Belfort, Tuesday, May 21st at the Western Hotel, Sydney. Register now, jordanbelfort.com. Welcome back to Money News. Coming up after the 8 o'clock news, around the country will be Steve Price and Andrew Bolt. Plenty of people listening into them. Also, plenty of podcasts. You'll be able to pick up our interviews tonight with Mark Faber. Also, we'll be putting up our podcast with Martin Grant, the person who designed the new Qantas uniform, the fashion designer. That'll be up there as we speak. We'll tweet them also out if you want to pick up with them. Let's go back to Roger Montgomery, who's with us now. G'day, Roger. How are you doing?
I'm well, Ross.
Good. We've got Kenneth from Wollongong on the line as well. G'day, Kenneth. How are you doing?
G'day, boys. I'm a shareholder in Macquarie Radio.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I bought the shares at 60 cents. They're worth 75 now.
Well,
you've done okay out of those, Kenneth. Well. You can't blow up, can you?
No, listen, Focus. They've finally hit the straps now. They're over $2.
What's his Focus Communications? Yeah. Roger, what do you reckon about these?
Oh, look, I think the guys that are have set up Focus, they're the former Pipeline Network team who sold that for about $300 million. And this looks like a bit like deja vu. Basically, what the company does is it owns some bandwidth on the Southern Cross cable, which is the cable that runs between Australia and the United States that carries all the internet traffic. And what I like about that particular business is it's a toll road where the cars never go to sleep at night and never get put back in their garage. So there's always data travelling on that cable. They're also rolling out something called dark fibre in and around Sydney and Melbourne, and they're setting up data centres. Now, if you believe Cisco, and Cisco are saying that over the next 15, 20 years, the number of internet-connected devices is going to go from 12.5 billion in the world to 50 billion, then you've got to believe that this business is well-positioned to take advantage of that and to clip the ticket as everyone uses more data and collects more information.
Yeah, brilliant. I've got to tell you, Kenneth, there you go. I think you might have got a little bit of a tip. That company, Vocus, V-O-C-U-S. Roger Montgomery, of course, from Montgomery Asset Management, plus also Scaffold. He's with us every Tuesday night talking stocks and shares. And Roger, as always, we appreciate your time. We trust you get better and see you in here in the studio next week.
See you next week, Ross.
And that is the program for this evening. We've been all over the place. It started, obviously, very, very serious. Plenty of things. We've tried to give you a bit of light relief as well. Steve Price, Andrew Bolt up next. We'll see you tomorrow.